So we see the comment that was made earlier about that, that they would not receive from the Gentiles would impoverish them more, no doubt, right? If they were given a gift from an unbelieving person and they said, no, I would not accept that gift. So what did that do to their effectiveness? It removed the possible charge, you're just in it for the money. You're just doing this, as we had it in Philippians, for filthy lucre. And so it's not just to bring the message, but in how we bring the message. That's really highlighted here. The Apostle Paul would say to the Thessalonians, you know how I was among you. You know, he said to the Corinthians, I took nothing from you. Yes. So they were believers, and he took nothing from them. So even there, you know, to show the integrity of their hearts, they would not accept financial support from the unbelieving community. And, you know, today in Christendom, it's so common, isn't it? You know, books are sold, mass marketed, and, you know, are they really, well, we're thankful that the name of the Lord Jesus is being brought forth, but what is this? What is going on? Enriching ourselves? So, you know, this has to be the attitude and character of those serving.
The thought behind it, Brother Bill, is the reason they went out, was his name's sake.
Yes.
The unfortunate thing, when people went out because they couldn't find a job, that's a problem. When someone has the calling to go out, it has to be for his name's sake. Not that I've been looking for a job and I've been doing this and I don't have income. Sometimes we blame it going out into the Lord's work because our circumstances are difficult. That is not the reason, dear brethren. The purpose and the motive behind them going out was the name of the Lord Jesus. They have his interest, and the display and the proof of it, that was his name's sake, that they didn't take money from anybody. And may the Lord teach us these lessons, that we to be exercised toward his interest and his name's sake rather than my own circumstances.
And keep in mind that at that time,
if the brethren could a little clarify in regard to this verse, I would be grateful, because I could not understand clearly.
Which
For the name have they gone forth, taking nothing of those of the nations. Does it mean that there were some people out of nations, they were trying to give to Gaius some gift? Any unbeliever trying to give?
Yes. There was a possibility that that would have happened, but they would not accept the gift. These that went out.
How?
That's what I believe that expression means.
Could the brethren little explain how that would happen? Even at present, could that happen?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, there's kind unbelievers.
I mean, if you go to one of these large meetings, so-called gospel meetings, they have offerings,
yeah,
and everyone is expected to give to support that.
Mm-hmm.
Even a lot of denominational churches, you go, they have offerings, and everybody gives.
Yeah.
Believers are not, they're expected to offer and to feel good about themselves.
And even to support this principle, I believe in most of our assemblies that we're in fellowship with, when the collection basket goes around, unbelievers or visiting unbelievers or even those not in fellowship do not give into that basket.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really trying to keep this principle intact in a practical way.
Yeah. If I might just add a couple of things here. Going out for his name's sake at that time was not an honorable thing. This is a severe time of persecution. You are actually in double jeopardy. Number one, you are in the danger of being put to death because you are a Christian. Number two, if you do not have a job, then you have no income. So it wasn't an easy thing. It's an easier thing in our day today to say, well, I am going to... The name of Christ somehow is respected still. At that time, it wasn't. So the force of the verse is that they went with this, willing to sacrifice themselves for the sake of Christ. But the thing is this, not to compromise the gospel. To me, it was like taking things that are offered to idols. It's in the very same manner. is the nation, the unbelievers, going to stop me from speaking the truth by receiving something from them? These men were completely cast on God, that they would not receive anything from anybody that's going to compromise the gospel. Paul stood firm on that principle. Paul worked with his own hands. And that's really an important principle to keep in mind. Paul preached the gospel more than anybody. Paul established assemblies more than anybody. Paul went everywhere more than anybody. He worked with his own hand. That's number one. He did not receive from the Corinthians. He received from the poor Philippians. You know, that discernment of how nothing to that end in view, Mark, as you were mentioning, am I in any action I'm doing? I am furthering, advancing the purposes of Christ or not? So taking things from the nation is going to hinder the further advancing of the gospel. I'll die than taking something to feed me from somebody who will hinder the advancement of the gospel. And I think that's what he's saying here.
I believe that's here a point which we find very dangerous for brethren who are traveling. And if they're supported, heavily supported, they may go to that meeting and not to others. Or they might compromise the truth. If I know, well, they're not going to like what I'm going to say here. And if I still go say it, then they maybe not have fellowship, express it practically. Now, those are things that are real and that are happening. That's why I mentioned it. And so this is it's not a question here. For example, here's a Christian in need. He has unbelieving relatives and friends. They're coming to give him a little money for food. That's entirely different. That's not covered by this. But here's some, I mean, how many, their natural relationship and so on, helping each other. But here it is someone that goes forth with Christ's name, or for him, who goes out, he takes that place as making known the claims of Christ, the testimony of the Lord. And think of John himself, when he wrote the book of Revelation. I don't know just where John was when he wrote the epistles. Is there any record of where he was from where he wrote? He was in Ephesus. Yeah.
He was at the bosom.
Yeah. But anyway.
Bosom of the Lord Jesus.
Okay, all right. But when he was in, wrote the book of Revelation, he was there because, he says, verse 2 of chapter 1, who bear record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and all things that he saw. And because of this, he was, in verse 9, where it says there, and again, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle which is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. His faithfulness brought him there, and God blessed him there.
If I can give two scriptures maybe to help that thought of the Gentiles, and it is not completely in that... I'm sorry.
Brother Simon, I'm going to carry on after you.
I was just thinking that these workers wouldn't have wanted to make the gospel available to ones they came to on the basis that they might help them materially. I'm trying to think of a verse from Paul's writings where he says the gospel is not to be made a source of price. I don't know if everybody can find the verse. I think that's what is being guarded against. Here. Those are the ones, to answer our brother's question, who might have supported these ones, the ones who were in need of the gospel. That would be a dangerous position to be in, where you were being confronted with the claims of Christ and actually having to support the very word that made this clear to you. And I think it was important, therefore, that ones like Gaius were there to support the work of these ones, so there would be no question of that ever arising.
And also this, you see here in verse 7, because for his name's sake they went forth. But who sent them? They had no mission, no gospel mission, societies such which we have now. It's not the apostles who sent them. It's not the churches who sent them. They went on their own, it appears from this. And they were preachers of the gospel or ministering brethren. They went out. They went forth for the name's sake. It is a commission only from the Lord Jesus himself.
Brother Simon, sorry. The verse that you're looking for is 1 Corinthians 9, verse 12, the end of the verse. John, you were going to say something.